faith, hope, and love are found to be offensive? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work at a public school, and I had some rocks on my front desk that said faith, hope, and love, and the principal told me I needed to take them down.
Where do you work in the schools?
In administrative office.
And they said that the stones were a violation, and that they were, what, concerned it was going to violate church-state separation by saying faith, hope, and love?
Well, the parents said it was offensive to her, and then I was told by someone that I needed to take them down.
Well, I think that's an absolute overreaction, and especially not in a classroom setting. Let me tell you this. I'm going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. That is a graphic and drastic overreaction to the situation, and you shouldn't have any problem with that. Hang on the line here. We'll get you in touch with our lawyers and get you some help.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.